All right, Brandon, ended up in seventh place. Best race probably on the track was between you and Otto and Dave Schulich for fifth place. Didn't seem like you had quite enough to catch fourth. How did you keep those guys behind you for so long?
I was actually loose right from the start of the race, so it was kind of a handful. I mean, lap one, and I know those guys were there the whole time. I could hear them behind me every once in a while. You see a wheel on the outside, but I don't know. I for being loose, our car actually had decent drive off the corner. I think those guys are probably a little faster getting in because it seemed like every once in a while getting into the corner, that's when you see them peeking on the outside or whatever. But, you know, a lot of times I know I'd slip up the track and the inside was open, but I was still able to get off the corner decent. And they weren't really there off the corner so much. So we held on for a long time until the last restart. We had kind of the same problem as last week. We just blubbered a little bit and didn't take off. So we got to work on that a little more and make the whole package a little better. But all in all, I guess seventh is better than eighth. So
what happened on the last restart?
Our fuel settings just aren't quite right. So, you know, they accelerated pretty quick, which it's not really a big deal. I went to do the same thing, and the engine just hesitated and kind of blubbered a little bit. And, the, you know, the guys in front of me were going, and the guys behind me were able to go. And I just, there was nothing. I tried doing some different things, and it didn't go. So, they were able to get me there.
Could any of it be related to how your car was when you first got here tonight? It seemed like it didn't want to go.
Yeah, it was a rough night all around. It was 100 degrees. I think I went about two half-speed laps, and our mag quit on us. And so we changed that, we put another one in, and that one actually had some issues too. It ran, but it was breaking up, and we had to use that for the heat race because we didn't have any other options. And my brother actually ran home, got another mag that we had, and we put that in after the heat race. And so they're kind of unrelated. That was a separate issue. That just wouldn't even let the car run. So I don't know. It was a rough day. My dad, I don't know. When I was a little kid, I always thought he was a man. And today, I don't know, man. He changed that thing six times after the car was hot. I mean, he's still the man. So a guy can fix anything. I don't even know if he has feeling in his fingers. That thing was hot, and he's still ripping it out of there, changing it. So
other than your dad, who do you have to thank today?
All the usual guys, you know, Direct Farms to let me drive their car, Bellinger Auto, Orange Crate, Sheffield Brothers, Vashaw's Collisions, Green's Ale House, and then we got 21 Tequila to drink after the races, so.